From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Obama has been previewing elements of this week's State of the Union address with announcements of a series of economic initiatives. Aides say he will propose a freeze on some domestic spending. Mr. Obama also is unveiling plans to help a middle class that he describes as being under assault. The United Nations says about 700,000 earthquake survivors in Haiti must find a new place to live. NPR's John Burnett is in a coastal village west of the capital, Port-au-Prince. He says the need for shelter is getting increasing attention now that the immediate food crisis is easing.
Some interesting things have come to light. One is that the food crisis is not as near as intense as it was just a week ago. A lot of people have food now, partly because of the international community and partly because Haiti is very resourceful in getting its own food and its market. The most pressing concern now is shelter. The rainy season is about 2 months away, and everyone is racing the clock to try to get some shelter up for these tens of thousands of quake victims who have no place to go.
NPR's John Burnett. Life for victims of the Haitian earthquake remains precarious, although small amounts of international aid are reaching many of the survivors. NPR's Corey Flintoff is in Port-au-Prince.
Distributions of food and water supplies are starting to become more common in the city, though many survivors complain that they aren't adequate for people who've lost everything. Some makeshift camps report getting water but no food. Others say that aid groups attempted to distribute food, but that the delivery was chaotic. They said strong, aggressive men are pushing to the head of food lines and taking the goods for themselves. Some said the thugs are stealing the humanitarian food to sell later on the black market. There's a possibility of rain, and many people are camped on bare ground or pavement without even a tarp to protect them. Aid agencies are trying to distribute tents and tarps to help alleviate some of the misery. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
Crews from several countries, including the United States, are helping in the search for bodies from the Ethiopian Airlines crash. The jet caught fire Monday and crashed off the coast of Lebanon with 90 people aboard. All are feared dead. Two Democratic senators and independent Joe Lieberman say they support Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke's bid for a second four-year term. Senator Richard Durbin told reporters after a meeting with Bernanke yesterday that there is no other choice for the job.
Who else would you put in this position who really understands the complexity of this economy and could help us get out of this mess more quickly? I think Ben Bernanke is that person.
Some members of both parties say that Bernanke should be replaced, citing public anger over bank bailouts and other issues. In Tokyo, the Nikkei average is down 187 points at 10,325. This is NPR News. An annual gathering billed as the antidote to the annual World Economic Forum got started a day early in Brazil. The World Social Forum is a gathering of labor, socialist, and generally anti-capitalist groups that meet there each year. Richard Reynolds reports from Buenos Aires.
The World Social Forum is held at the same time as the World Economic Forum in Switzerland for a reason. The forum calls itself the anti-WEF. While the WEF attracts the titans of industry and many important world political leaders, the Brazilian equivalent attracts a ragtag grouping of labor groups, anarchists, socialists, and generally groups who think that capitalism is not the answer. Attendees began to arrive yesterday in Porto Alegre and immediately started to protest and march, even though the WEF meeting doesn't formally begin until Wednesday. There are now spin-off social forum meetings around the world, but it remains unlikely that this motley group will get the enormous attention that is heaped on the annual WEF meeting. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds in Buenos Aires.
Voting ends in less than 2 hours at polling stations throughout Sri Lanka's capital, Colombo, for the first peacetime presidential election there in 3 decades. More than 14 million people registered to vote, although turnout in minority Tamil areas mostly affected by the vote has been light. Both President Mahinda Rajapaksa and his rival, former ally General Sarath Forsenka, are claiming credit for defeating separatist Tamil Tiger rebels last spring. Again in stocks, Tokyo's Nikkei index is down 1.4%. Yesterday on Wall Street, the Dow Industrials gained 23 points. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.